But then who cares what's happening in there, when out here is this man, tall and dark and handsome, a dizzy whirlwind of a cliché. I've half a mind to lean in for a kiss, to get irrefutable proof that this isn't all a sad girl hallucination. This might be forward of me, the man says. But bloody hell, you're beautiful.
My goodness, you do look a real schoolgirl, said her mother quite proudly.
Elizabeth wouldn't smile. She stood there, sulky and angry.
I shan't stay at school long, she said. They'll soon send me back.
Don't be silly, Elizabeth, said her mother.
She kissed the little girl goodbye and hugged her. I will come and see you at half term, she said.
No, mother, you won't, said Elizabeth. I shall be home long before that.
Don't make me sad, Elizabeth.
It was a Monday morning in early September, and I decided to use my day off to finally clear out his lordship's bedroom at Willowdale Hall, enlisting Mum and my best friend Autumn to help me. His lordship was the nickname Mum had given our former boss and landlord, Hubert Cranley, because of the way he'd stomped around, hurling out orders as though he was landed gentry from a different era. Iris hurried to the counter to pay, suddenly noticing the rows of empty shelves. Only a few cans remained behind.
I take it your shop has been overly keen to sell tinned vegetables lately?
She asked dryly as she paid the grocer.
Not quite. Things are being shipped west, to the front, he said. It's hard work feeding an army.